listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
I
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 10 minutes after the hour of 4 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is Sunday, February 28th, 2016. I'm your host, Darnley Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in conversation, and to do that, you have to give me a call. 617-627-3800 is the magic number. 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there in your neck of the woods? That number again, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I'll be right back. Okay, it is 13 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, the last Sunday in February, the 28th of February. But this is a leap year, so we're going to have a 29th day tomorrow. But anyway, let's deal with today. We leave tomorrow to tomorrow. Okay, we're talking sports here. Like I said, our phone number, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Celtics 101, the Heat 89, Timberwolves 112, the Pelicans 110, Spurs 104, the Rockets 94, Trailblazers 103, and the Bulls 95. Warriors 121, the Thunder 118, the Pistons 102, and the Bucks 91, Suns 111, the Grizzlies 106, and the Nets 98, and the Jazz 96. Nets, what are you doing? Jazz, what are you doing? You're ruining the quality of our first round pick here. Okay, in that Celtics game, Crowder got 14 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Johnson got 5 points and 9 rebounds. Sullinger, 12 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists. Bradley, 9 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. Thomas, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Turner, 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists. Smart, 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. Jerebko, 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Zeller, 12 points and 3 rebounds. Was saying to someone yesterday that I think the Celtics have the ability during the second, well, the final portion of the NBA season leading into the playoffs to run a lot of teams into the ground. They've been playing 9-10 men a game, and with the tough defense they had been playing prior to the All-Star game, they fell off of that a little bit in the first few games after the All-Star game, competing in shootouts and losing 2 of the 3. But they got back on track tonight, last night rather, and defeated the Heat 101-89. Therefore, when you play that kind of tough defense, you don't have to score a whole lot of points. And that's what happened. The heat melted, wilted, or whatever, in that fourth period, because they were leading throughout most of the game, which I saw. I didn't see the entire game, but they were ahead for a majority of the game, that the time that I saw the game. But fourth period, Celtics. And the thing about the Celtics is you can't really concentrate. Last night was a perfect example. Isaiah Thomas is the leading scorer, scoring 20 points a game generally. And Crowder got his average of 14. But then it's been, you know, up and down. Amir Johnson has had a couple of good games, but then he's not been doing a lot on the offensive end. He's been doing well on the defensive end and rebounding. Sullinger has been getting the points on occasion and doing the rebounding and all the dirty work under the boards. But, you know, and he got, I think he only shot above his average yesterday, getting 12 points. Falling 10 points off from what Thomas normally gets in the game, and yet to blow out the Heat as they did, the bench really came through. Evan Turner got 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists. Smart got 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. And I was saying when the Celtics drafted Smart, I wasn't that thrilled with the draft pick. I felt that we had enough. At that time, we still had Rondo, I believe. So I figured we had enough point guards, and with Bradley, and I forget who else, Turner, I think, was still there. And so therefore, I figured Smart, the way to pick. But hey, he's played his way into my heart. You can't go against a guy who plays Casey Jones type defense, John Havlicek type defense, and is not afraid to get a few bruises on his elbows and wherever. Hopefully that doesn't impact negatively his career with injuries. Delonte West, his type player. But he's been scoring, you know, what you would think he would score. And yesterday, 15 points, that's above what I would think he would score. But in the game, when he plays his normal game defensively, and he got 6 rebounds and 3 assists, I didn't track the steals, but when he plays his normal tough defense, and Turner and Bradley come in and do the same in the backcourt, the Celtics, you know, a really tough team to beat. When he gets 15 points, that's gravy. And Jerebko and Zeller, you know, came in and they added 20 points off the bench. And so, therefore, kudos to the Celtics bench. Keep it up, guys. We're going to get a top seed, close to a top seed in the playoffs. And so, therefore, who knows how far we may go. Okay. No major changes in the NBA standings based upon yesterday's games. But I'm saying, what's going on? We lose to the Jazz on the road, and then the Jazz lose a home game to the Nets. And we're saying also, I was saying also yesterday with Joe Johnson departing from the Nets, that should help also the quality of our first round pick that is presently belongs to the Nets, but is unprotected. And so therefore, who knows? Yeah, well, yeah. Something's going to go a ways to move up in the standings, but we did separate ourselves by an extra game from Miami. Miami's now 10 games out of first place, 9.5 out of first place, and we are 7.5 out of first place, so we're 2 ahead of Miami. Nothing else major happened. Golden State won again, defeated the Thunder in a thrilling game, from what I understand. I didn't see it, but briefly looked at it on the scoreboard. Nothing's changed. San Antonio is still trailing Golden State for the best record in the Western Conference by 4 games, I do believe. Yeah. Oh, no, 3.5 games. The Spurs beat the Rockets 104-94. I understand Ginobili's out with an injury. I don't know when he's going to be back for the playoffs or not. Sounded kind of serious, but I didn't get a chance to go into the details. So anyway, keep up the good work, Celtics. Who knows how far you guys are going to be able to go. I put no limits on the possibilities of the Celtics, achieving a whole lot of good stuff when playoff time comes. 421 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. Just have to give me a call. Very simple. Give me a call, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. That number again, 617-627-3800. I shall return. Promise. We'll be right back.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 426 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. And to get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Flyers 4 and the Coyotes 2. Predators 5 and the Blues 1. Penguins 4 and the Jets 1. The Blue Jackets 4 and the Panthers 3. That was a shutout. Rangers 3 and the Stars 2. Red Wings 5 and the Avalanche 3. Kings 2 and the Sabres zip. Canadiens 4 and the Maple Leafs 1. And the Senators 6 and the Flames 4. No major changes in the standings. The Panthers lost, but Tampa Bay did not play, and neither did the Bruins, so they're pretty safe in their position in... Well, anyway, there's 3 points up on both Tampa Bay and Boston. The Capitals didn't play. They have a commanding lead over the Rangers and the Islanders. And for the wild card, Detroit, the Red Wings won, so they now have 73 points. And the Pittsburgh Penguins won, and so they have 70 points. New Jersey has 67. Out west, the Dallas Stars, they lost yesterday. They have 82 points, followed by the world champion Chicago Blackhawks, who did not play. They're 1 point behind. And St. Louis, they lost, and so they remain... They remain 3 points behind Dallas in the Central Division. In the Pacific Division, LA did not play. And Anaheim and San Jose are trailing. And for the wild card, Nashville. They won yesterday. They have 73 points. And the Colorado Avalanche lost, so they have 5 points. And Minnesota, Vancouver, and Arizona trail in that order, seeking a wild card spot. The Bruins did not play, and the Bruins, they're doing better than I expected, but I can label them with the same situation with the Celtics, is that inconsistency has been a major problem. I thought at the beginning of the year, the major problem would be on the offense, like it was last year, and it has been since their championship year. Well, it's 3 years ago now. Because the Blackhawks have won 2 years in a row. But the team has been in and out, and back and forth. Maybe because so many new players. I don't know, but. Some nights they look like world beaters as far as the offense is concerned, and other times the offense is nowhere to be seen, and quite often the defense has been nowhere to be seen either, and on those nights they get pounded. But overall, they are in a I guess the rest of the league isn't that great when you consider the Bruins have 74 points in the Eastern Conference, third place in the, well, tie for second place in the Eastern Conference. So there you go. So what do I know? We're approaching the trade deadline. Everybody's talking about whether we're going to trade Louis Erickson or hold on to him, sign him, or whatever. I have no clue. He got over 20 goals, so maybe we should keep him. I don't know. But maybe he wants more money than we want to pay him. I don't know. I saw something briefly this past week that showed how many goals Tyler Seguin has scored for Dallas. And maybe we pulled the trigger on that one. That's a little bit too soon. I don't know. Anyway, 431 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, February 28th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. But to do that, just give me a call. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I'll be back.
I just wanted to eat like a normal human being, you know?
Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis are diseases that attack the digestive system.
Nothing fancy. I don't need gourmet cuisine. Just something I could hold down without the horrible pain.
At the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, we're excited about the latest research.
A feeding tube's not my idea of a good meal.
Thousands of people are being treated with new drug therapies. People we couldn't treat before.
I asked the doc if he could get a steak down that feeding tube. He laughed.
There's no cure, and that's frustrating. But that's what keeps us working.
Then one day, there was this new drug. Doc said it doesn't work for everyone, but I got lucky.
Now that we're finding the genes that contribute to these diseases, we're working even harder.
CCFA, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, offers a lifeline of research, education, and support, but there's still no cure. To help, visit ccfa.org.
Now I'm taking food the old-fashioned way. I'm eating it.
And the mission is brought to you by friends here at WMFL, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. It is 36 degrees outside our studio right now. We'll be bringing you that weather update around 6:30 or so on the Sounds of Praise Ministry, which follows Brown Perspective on Sports. And I know that because I host both programs. And so therefore, you'll know how to dress and everything else for this day, and perhaps as far ahead as Wednesday, if you can believe the accuracy of the forecast. They haven't been too accurate in some instances recently. But anyway, let's get back to sports. Let's go to college, men's college basketball. Number one, Villanova defeated Marquette 89-79. Kansas 67. Background music. Where's the background music? Here it is. Okay, let's go back again. Start all over again. Villanova 89, Marquette 79, Kansas 67, Texas Tech 58. Upset, upset, upset. Texas, ranked number 25, defeated Oklahoma, ranked number 3, 76-63. Virginia 79, North Carolina 74. Another upset. Utah, who was ranked number 22, defeated Arizona, ranked number 9, 70-64. Another upset. Purdue, ranked number 20, defeated Maryland, ranked number 10, 83-79. Another upset. Miami, ranked number 12, defeated Louisville, ranked number 11, 73-65. West Virginia, 70, Oklahoma State, 56. Another upset. Vanderbilt, unranked, defeated Kentucky, ranked number 16, 74-62. Iowa State, 80. Kansas State, 61. Baylor, 86. TCU, 71. Texas A&M, 84. Missouri, 69. Another upset. Florida State defeated Notre Dame. Florida State, who was unranked, defeated Notre Dame. Ranked number 23, 77-56. They pounded them. I think it's safe to say in men's college basketball, as we get to March Madness, that there is no team standing out there that you say, hey, look like they're a shoo-in. And John Calipari with his Kentucky teams, where he's probably had the best recruiting class, one and done players, didn't have a great recruiting class, I guess, this year. And so, therefore, they are struggling. But who knows? Everybody thinks Calipari is a great coach, so maybe he'll pull his boys together and get them on track for the playoffs. Playoffs! Yeah, they're going to be in the playoffs. Yeah, you know, how far they go, that's another story. But anyway, I haven't seen a whole lot of college games. But the ones I have seen, I watch LSU primarily once, I think twice, because of the player that they have out there who everybody thinks is going to be the number one pick in the draft. He looks pretty good. Right now, he can be a strong power forward. I didn't see him shoot a lot of outside shots, but he looks like he can put the ball on the floor. He's 6'10", and he's growing, so who knows? He may be the number one pick in the draft. And what the Celtics going to do with their picks, two picks, and two first-round picks anyway. I don't know. I don't have time to follow all of the college teams as I would like. And so, therefore, I'll be watching like you with interest to see what takes place. Okay, let's go to ladies. College basketball games yesterday. UConn rolling right along, won their 28th game of the year. I don't know how many, 60 or 70 wins in a row. As they pounded Tulane 80-40. Notre Dame 70, BC 58. Baylor 63, Kansas State 52. Upset. Michigan State, ranked number 20, defeated Ohio State, ranked number 5, 107-105, and that game went into overtime. Texas 71, TCU 58. I want to remind you, these are the ladies' scores. DePaul 98, Marquette 65, South Florida 76, Temple 62. Upset. West Virginia, who's unranked, defeated Ohio State, who's ranked number 22, 82. Didn't they just defeat them? They crushed them, 82-48. Oklahoma 85, Iowa State 54, and Colorado State 74, Nevada 56. In that UConn game, Brianna Stewart got 20 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 assists. Tuck got 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. Jefferson, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. Nurse, 6 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. Butler, 7 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. Ekmark, 6 points. Williams, 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Collier, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Samuelson got 21 points off the bench, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. Samuelson keeps playing like that off the bench. UConn's going to be winning forever and ever and ever. Amen. It's going to be interesting to see what UConn does after Brianna Stewart graduates. I don't know if they've drafted somebody. They don't have much height. Tuck, I'm not sure whether she's a senior or not, but is the... I think the second tallest player on the team, or at least the second tallest player on the among the starters, behind Stewart. And then we'll see what goes from there. I think Mariah Jefferson is graduating also, so they'll have some holes to fill. Whether they'll do it, how they'll do it, or maybe the players that are on the bench right now will move up. But they have a lot of guards on the bench. They don't have much height. And that could be a problem this year. Tuck or Stewart get into foul trouble, or God forbid they have an injury. They're going to be very hard place to find height to control the boards as they normally do. They're a running, gunning team. And, some team that, like South Carolina, with plenty of height to burn, but can't seem to get their act together, at least not to beat Connecticut in the two games they played last year and this year, could give them some trouble. Notre Dame is well coached. We'll see what happens there. 4:45 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Be back. We're going to talk Red Sox baseball, New England Patriots football, and everything else in the final minutes of the program. But you can join in, and you can alter the program by giving us your insight on what you would like to talk about. Be back. Thank you.
Get ready. In the next 60 seconds, you're about to become armed and dangerous. What will be your weapon of choice? Questions. That's right, questions. Questions that expose and scare off predatory mortgage lenders. Questions like,
is there a prepayment penalty or a balloon payment?
Are taxes and insurance included in the loan payment?
Are these all the costs?
Am I eligible for a lower interest rate?
Even now, predatory lenders are still on the hunt for new victims. So if you're about to refinance or are a first-time home buyer, come armed with questions and shop for your mortgage with confidence. Get more questions that protect at 800-222-FAIR. That's 800-222-3247 or go to questionsprotect.org. That's it. The minute's almost up. You're looking more lethal already. Question everything. Protect your home. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:50 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. We've got about 10 minutes more. And our phone number, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. New England Patriots. Let's see, where are we going to begin? Let's begin with the picks that Bob Kraft volunteered to give to the NFL even before all the facts came out as far as the Brady suspension was concerned. As I understand the appeal is not based upon of the NFL is not based upon the fact that the judge overturned their ruling because of a lack of evidence. Their appeal is based upon the fact that supposedly the CBA, the bargaining agreement, collective bargaining agreement, allows the commissioner to inflict any penalty he wants. But you would think that if you're going to be able to inflict a penalty, which I don't think anybody's questioning his right to inflict whatever penalty he wants, but there has to be a crime. You have to violate something. You have to do something wrong, I would think, for their legitimate reason to inflict a penalty. And since he had decided that he's going to ban Brady for 4 games, the judge says, okay, on what grounds? Not just because you can inflict a penalty. Well, what does challenge you to, if somebody's done something wrong, you know, to inflict a penalty? That's your job as commissioner. That was bargained. It was agreed to. Okay, so Brady has been exonerated. How then can, at least so far, and if he wins the appeal, how then can they justify taking away 2 picks? I don't understand that. And if that's the case, and since Robert Kraft signed an agreement to be an owner in the NBA, you can't in the NFL, you cannot sue the NFL. Okay, so his hands are tied there. And he didn't sue. He gave away the picks. But nothing happened. Nothing went wrong. Nothing viable justifies any kind of a fine or any loss of picks or any kind of suspension. So I'm interested in seeing what this panel of judges come up with and see where we go from there. It seems as far as what we're hearing from Bill Belichick, who makes the decisions as far as rosters and draft picks and free agents are concerned, he's not overly concerned. It seems like if he doesn't have the money to spend on a draft pick, he'll spend it on free agents or on lower picks or whatever. So, since he doesn't seem to be concerned about it, maybe we shouldn't be concerned about it either. But I think if I was a New England Patriots ticket holder, I would see how many other season ticket holders I could get, especially if we lose the pick, especially if the appeal again is turned down, and we still lose the picks. I'm saying for what? And this damages the value of the ticket that I now possess, and I'm going to be watching games for the rest of the year and into the future, I would see if we can get a class action suit going against the NFL. Hey, they got the big bucks, but, you know, we may have enough clout, and if we keep it in front of the overall legal community long enough, maybe the NFL will cave. But that's just my perspective, and like I said, I'm not a season ticket holder. And, I said, if I was, that's the kind of thing. I'm sure there must be some legal beagles out there who are season ticket holders, and they'd be probably be glad to jump on the bandwagon. They'd be doing us Patriots fans a favor if they could do that. Slap the commissioner. What, $48 million a year he's getting? Some kind of ridiculous amount of money like that? For what? 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. It's a Sunday, last Sunday in February the 28th, 2016, but we got a 29th day coming up tomorrow, so don't forget that. Don't start signing your checks and things March the 1st. No, it's the 29th. We have a leap year day coming up tomorrow, in fact. Okay, 4:55. Do I want to go to the Red Sox, or do I want to continue? Let's continue with the Patriots. We'll do the Red Sox. We'll get the Patriots out of the way, and we'll go to the Red Sox next Sunday. And what are the needs of the Red Sox? Well, we got Skarnecchia back. That, in a sense, should help the coaching of the offensive line. Maybe he can, you know, with the extra input that he can give, he'll give the guys who are already there. They must think pretty highly of Marcus Cannon, even though Marcus Cannon has not been the stalwart on the offensive line that we thought he would be. But they've drafted some other guys, Fleming, and, you know, and overall, in the first 10 games, we went 10-0. Nobody was complaining about the offensive line. You know, it was just when the injuries started popping up, and it made it more difficult to get the offense going, in the running game especially, that the offensive line then became a problem. But in the Kansas City game, everybody's saying what a great defensive line Kansas City has, and they're going to give us all kinds of problems. That was not a problem. You know, the offensive line handled them very well. Why we couldn't handle Denver's defense, I don't know. But anyway, we'll see. But, you know, if we can get a stud, a free agent, guy coming out of college to work in with the other guys, and we get the healthy guys back, you know, shouldn't be a major problem, I would say. And some people talking about running back. I don't think that's going to be a problem either. Deion Lewis is supposedly going to be ready for the first game of the year. LeGarrette Blount, he's a free agent, but supposedly we're negotiating with him. I would bring Steven Jackson back. It wasn't his fault how little yards he gained, but considering he came in on short notice and got into a few games, the fact that we went away from the running game was not his responsibility. It was the decision of the coaches, and probably the deficiency in the offensive line. We get that working again. Who knows? I think we need, they're probably going to draft for the best player available. And if he's a wide receiver, that would not hurt. Someone who can stretch the field and, you know, give Brady a target downfield. That would certainly make it easier for Gronkowski and Edelman and whoever else we throw out there. Aaron Dobson, he's been hurt. When he's played fairly well, but he hasn't played enough consistently. So it may be not It may be a problem that we just fix by saying, see you later. Okay, 4:59 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, putting the wraps on this edition of a Brown Perspective on